Coach, I know it's kind of hard to recap the 2020 season. Each team kind of had a different run through COVID. You had just four regular season games, had to scramble to get that last one just to be playoff eligible, and then got a forfeit in the first round of the playoffs and lost in the semis. Just kind of a wild year for the Colts, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just from, you know, being quarantined our first two to scrambling, I think we finally finalized our you know, final regular season game on, like, Wednesday, and played a really good opponent that last week. And then, you know, we're feel like we're in a good spot, ready to roll. And, you know, our first-round playoff game, it's that COVID situation. And then it was a blink of an eye, and you know, it seemed like season was over. But at the same time, just so grateful that, you know, we got what we got. And our kids were able to play and compete. And I think it was just important for them to be able to do those things last year.
Yeah, that was the comment I was going to bring up. You told me that it was just a good that we got a chance to play. Do you sense that same feeling as you open up camp this year, that kids are appreciative that they get a chance maybe to play a full year?
You know, I think kids all over just need something right now. And they've needed, you know, something for a while. We've taken so much away from them, and I think kids are excited to come back to school. I think kids are excited to get back in sports. I think kids are excited to have a little bit of normalcy in their life, hopefully for as long as it stays. I really just think they're excited to be around each other and really appreciate, you know, the moments and the summer workouts. And, you know, even though those are challenging, you know, the opportunity to be there, because, you know, we didn't have a large amount of kids, you know, throughout the summer, but the kids that we had were just there every single day. So just a high level of commitment, because I think guys just miss being around each other. They miss, you know, being in the huddle. They miss being around their teammates. And, you know, that was cool to see this summer.
And what about coaches? Are you able to answer your phone without a grimace nowadays? Because last year it seemed like everything was bad news, and maybe now there's some good news when that thing rings.
You know, I mean, you're still apprehensive. You're just kind of waiting for the drop sometimes, but it's great to, you know, even connect with, you know, back with your friends and those types of things. And, you know, have a conversation, you know, it's based on football versus, you know, everything else that's going on. So those things are good. But, you know, I think that you're still a little bit apprehensive, still maybe a little bit, you know, on guard there. But at the same time, you know, building those connections and reestablishing those relationships you have with people and not always expecting the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Looking at your roster, let's talk Colts football instead of off the field. But you look at your roster from what's coming back from last year's bunch. Jace Bella steps forward as a very important player for you, really on both sides of the ball this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jace, he's been a fantastic player for us the last 2 years. You know, expect the same for him, you know, this year. He's been a tremendous leader for us this offseason. He's an exceptional worker, exceptional student. He's just that kid that, you know, you're a better coach because of him. And, you know, he's a fantastic football player. And really looking forward to him putting his talents on display, you know, for hopefully a full schedule and seeing what he can do. But, you know, on offensively, he's the guy, quarterback, and, you know, it was a guy last year, quarterback, but and defensively he'll play in the secondary for us. But, you know, more times than not, when Jace Bell is on the field, there's really no doubt, you know, that he's the best guy on the field. And that's just the type of player he is and the type of kid he is. And I don't really go out and say that a whole bit of, you know, about a lot of the kids, but he's one of those guys that he's just tremendous.
In the backfield, though, you got a big hole to fill, because for the last 3 years you've been able to turn and give it to George Longoria early, often, and late to win some ball games, and he's no longer there, obviously. So that's a focus for you, is to find somebody to step up there.
Yeah, and that's going to be a challenge for us. And, you know, the one guy that we had coming back with, you know, potential carrier, hadn't had a few carries last year. His family actually just moved out, so you know, we've got zero carries coming back in that spot. But at the same time, we've got an experienced offensive line. We've got an experienced quarterback. Got some skill guys that we really like. And, you know, it's a game where, you know, 11 guys got to do their job. We just need one guy to step up in that spot and hopefully fill a big role for us.
Okay, defensively, I'm guessing some of those guys up front may see some time there, so you should be pretty strong up front. What else are you looking at defensively for the Colts this year?
Well, you know, I think one of the strengths that we have is, you know, we've got some good D linemen coming back. Brock Montoya was a sophomore last year. He's going to be a junior this year. He's an exceptional D lineman. Our offensive line guys, you know, they'll kind of spell each other, but we'll have, you know, quality kids at each spot, no matter who's on the field, and they just do a great job of playing hard and doing their job. Obviously, in the secondary, excited about Jace and you know, some other guys we got coming back. Brian Mays played a little bit there last year. And then at linebacker, you know, we're not going to be, you know, overly huge, but, you know, we're going to have some guys that will fly around and get to the football at a high rate with purpose.
And I believe in a year like this, maybe your tradition helps you a lot because you do have to have a lot of new faces step forward, but you guys are a winning program. Your program posted on social media a couple of weeks ago all the kids that have played on the college level recently. So I would think your tradition in a year like this with some heavy turnover, that has to help you.
Well, we've been very fortunate to have just, you know, exceptional kids come through our program. And we're excited about the guys that we have in our program right now. It's a fun team to be around. You know, they work hard. They, you know, they practice hard. You know, we're learning a lot, and we're learning, at a very fast pace right now. But, you know, our kids, they understand the expectations that we have, and they understand the expectations that have put on them just for wearing the shoe. And, you know, we're really excited about, you know, our next guy is stepping up. And the challenges that we face and the challenges that they face. So, you know, I mean, hopefully we've established those roots and put, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward. But, you know, it's, and like you said, it comes down to where we're at as a program. And I'm so thankful for so many years we've had, you know, great coaches and great players and guys that have laid the foundation way before I was around. But just looking forward to the opportunities to put our next addition out there and hopefully build on what we've been able to do.
In talking with coaches here in the preseason, I've always kind of run through their pre-league schedule because that's first and foremost. But I want to mention your league schedule. You close with Centennial, East, Central, and County. You have four city rivalry games in a row. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of one thing that's unique to our league is that, you know, we've got a league that has mostly public schools. We got Kansas City, but we catch Kansas City, you know, in our first league game.
Right.
But playing those, you know, rivalry games, you know, as, you know, and if anyone's been around Polo football, you understand the big rivalries, but, you know, the games between any Polo schools are rivalry games and a lot of fun to be around, a lot of fun to compete in. So, you know, we look forward to what we have on our schedule. Obviously, our focus right now is on Holy Family, but more specifically how we prepare. But, you know, it just those environments. And, man, I'm going to tell you, Kev, like, I miss that guy in the 25th row that calls me names. And I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing someone call me a name after a bad call. Because, man, I want people in the stands and, you know, want people supporting our kids and I'm okay. You know, I'd rather have, you know, thousands of people there watching and supporting our kids. If someone has to, you know, say a bad name about me, I'm okay with that. But I honestly miss that, and I'm just looking forward to that this fall, too.